I think it would be a pretty decent radio if it had a color screen on it. But I know it'll be expensive. So instead of being $479 at HRO, it'll be like $900. And again, I figured if they can deal with the 52 Alpha, why can't they deal with the ID5100? And they can call it the ID5200 Alpha. I gotta tell ya, that is one beefy radio. The 5100D is a beefy radio. I like that radio. And I've had one for the base. They work wonderful. And I wish I'd never sold it. But I'll get another one. Either, I don't really need one of those on the base though, because I don't need all that GPS stuff and touch screen, even though it's pretty nice to have. But I don't need all that stuff. It's great in the mobile though. Yeah, I bought that. I bought the one over there. Let's see, the one in the truck is from HRO. I bought it from HRO. $479. And, yeah, I like that radio a lot. So, and it's on a 1 foot antenna. I have a tram. It's a tram antenna. It looks like a cell phone antenna. It's on an MNO antenna. I got a 1.00 match. It's flat on 70 centimeters. But I only talk on the repeater, so. And it works really well. I mean, all around town, at least 15 miles away. If I go 15 miles away, I actually have to put the bigger antenna on there, which is the Larson. I got a, I think it's a 6 foot antenna. Larson. It's almost 8 dB gain on 70 centimeters. It's a great antenna. Then I can get into the repeater within 100 miles.